episode 926, What Keeps the Mindset Healthy.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Welcome to a brand new week. Yes, are you ready to go out and conquer the world today? The world that you see, the world that you touch. It is Mindset Monday, and we're chatting about what keeps the mindset healthy. It's going to be an awesome one, probably something that you wouldn't tie all together with mindset. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when we're going through our day-to-day lives, sometimes we do things that are mundane, our mundane activities, the things that we just kind of put on remote. We think about the previous button that we have on our remote control, and we hit it, we zap it, and we get to go back. And we don't even have to think about it. We don't have to remember what channel we were just previously watching because we already have the action that we need to take. It's already ingrained in us. What about your mindset? A true game changer in your life is knowing what keeps the mindset healthy. Some would say, and be very quick to say that, well, you know, it's just easy. I got it. You need to eat healthy. You got to get good sleep. You got to exercise. You got to keep that body moving. You got to take awesome vitamins, maybe even supplement what you're actually eating, you know, besides real food. Maybe you need to incorporate meditation and yoga. And some would go as far as you need to make sure you know, how connected are you? The spiritual practices are important in your life. Do you have that? Where is it? Well, all of these are fantastic. And yes, every single one of them are essential factors in keeping a healthy mindset. But I'm going to pretend that I'm an infomercial and say, but there's more. And there is more. We are missing a key component to sustaining a healthy mindset. So what keeps the mindset healthy? Here is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It's being a lifelong learner. Whoa. Did you ever think that you would hear that being a student of life would be something that would help your mindset and keep it healthy? Seriously. I probably could guess that you haven't thought of it. Because a lot of people have not put these factors together and see how they correlate, how they blend, how it creates harmony. Yes, everything that we just talked about, the sleep, the eating healthy, the exercise, the fitness, taking those vitamins, meditation, spiritual, all of that is important. In fact, I would go as far to say that it's vital. But what we're missing here, if you want to keep your mindset healthy, you got to be a lifelong learner. So I want to give you some insight on how I discovered this dirty little secret. And I don't want to keep it any longer because I don't like keeping dirty little secrets. I don't have any. I share everything. So let's share it now before it continues to be this dirty little secret that I'm like having to hold on to. So in order to go into that, let's first define what is a lifelong learner? What does it mean to have lifelong learning in your life? Well, it's the ongoing, voluntary, and self-motivated pursuit of knowledge for both personal and professional growth. Think about that. Ongoing, so it keeps up. So that means past middle school, past high school, past college, wherever you stopped off, what? It keeps going. And guess what? It's voluntary and it's self-motivated. Not everybody has to tell you to do it. Whoa. And it's that pursuit of knowledge for personal and or professional growth. The more you learn, the more you understand particular subjects, the more you understand the world around you, and it can lead to opportunities and improve your quality of life. Can I get an amen? Because when you think about it that way, you begin to break it down. You're like, whoa, it sounds like I'm responsible for a lot of this. Yes, you are. Yes, I am. You have to be a lifelong learner. You want to keep that mindset healthy. It's not about having a healthy mindset, because depending upon where you put healthy in the, you know, whether it's before or after mindset, it can mean something different. We're not saying that, you know, what keeps the healthy mindset. You know, we're not saying that, okay, we've got to make sure we factor in the vitamins and all of that. That's more of a healthy mindset, the thoughts and all of that. But what keeps the mindset healthy? What keeps you going? What keeps you waking up and motivated and encouraged and inspired? Maybe nothing. Hopefully that's not the answer. Think about this. There are some professions that require continued learning. I'm sure you can think of a few of them. One that comes to the top of my mind is physicians. Would you want your doctor practicing the way the physicians practiced in the 1900s or even the 1800s as a physician? I think not. Physicians are required to continue their education, to further their education after all their initial training, like medical school and residency. These are called CMEs, continuing medical education. And all of this because of what? The advancement of science, of medicine, of technology. You want your doctor, your physician, taking care of you with cutting-edge information. Don't you want to be living your life with cutting-edge information? It's going to take you to be a lifelong learner in order to do that, in order to get that. Also, I want to take it a step further. You are created in God's image. You know that. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You get that. God is also what? A creator. God created the heavens and the earth. So if God is a creator and he created you in his image, that makes you a creator. Whoa. And that makes you what? A lifelong learner. He created you to be a lifelong learner. Now, think about this though. God could have said, I'm just going to sit back and watch what happens. I already know, but you know, I've given these humans that I have created a free will. So let's just see what decisions they make and how their life plays out. But no, what does he do? He pursues. He pursues you. He's a lifelong learner. He wants to be on the cutting edge of where you are. Now, we have to pause for a minute to really allow our earthly minds to wrap around that concept. Because we begin to ask questions. I know I've asked them in my own mind, on paper, in writing this out, going, oh my gosh, he created us to be a lifelong learner. But how many of us actually continue that? He could have stopped. He's the Almighty. Why does he have to continue to do anything? To work his, whatever you want to say, his magic, his miracles, whatever it is, whatever terms you use. He's God. And he could sit back and do nothing now. He created his Adam and Eve, and things happened in the Bible, and then all this other stuff happened, and then, you know, we had icebergs and all of this, and now we have the continent. I mean, all this stuff. He could just sit back and watch things happen. But he doesn't do that. He pursues. And he expects you to do the same thing. To pursue. To be a lifelong learner. That's what it truly means. If you want to keep a mindset healthy, you got to be a lifelong learner. So number one, you got to pursue what you don't know. Pursue what you don't know. Maybe it's an interest specific to you. Maybe it's in your area of work. Maybe it's in an area that, in the season of life that you're in. So maybe you're parenting a toddler and you're like, I need all the information I can get on parenting a toddler because I'm going bald right now. I'm pulling my hair out. Okay. It could be that. You got to pursue what you don't know. You got to ask questions. You got to dig deeper. How many of us are actually doing that? Are you doing that? Or are you letting life dictate your reaction? You see, when you're a lifelong learner, You are experiencing life with it in conjunction as it moves. I was outside taking our puppy dog, you know, Rhino, our little English bulldog. Oh, yeah, he's not little, but he's adorable. And I took him outside late. It's kind of like his last, you know, potty break for the evening before we were going to shut down for the night. And it wasn't quite dark enough yet. It was past the dusk time, but the moon and all, it was just bright enough that I could see the clouds. I could see the kind of the outline of the trees, and I just stood there, and there was no wind. There was no movement. I didn't even see a bird or two or three fly over me. And we have these crazy little sparrows that like to come in and, well, yeah, they're kamikaze birds, and they come after you. If they think you're anywhere near where they're going to be, they like deep dive right on top of you. But it wasn't that at all. It was still. No leaves moving, no wind. I felt like when I was breathing, I could actually like feel my air come out of my mouth. It was so still. And Rhino was attempting to do his business, but he's one who kind of likes to be sidetracked on things. And so he was focused on what he was hoping to be the puppy dogs that would come out next door to us. Yeah, they don't always come out on the same schedule that he likes to, but I think he likes to think that that's what's going to happen. So he's extended there on his leash, and I'm standing there in the middle of our yard, nothing moving. Rhino's still because he's convinced that the dogs are going to come out to play. So he's staring over there. And I look up. The clouds don't even seem to be moving. Yet it was so still, I felt like, wait a minute, life doesn't stop. We're constantly in motion. And you can go and live your life constantly in motion, or you can let life drift by you and you can just react to what happens. When you're just reacting to what happens, you're not a lifelong learner. You are suffocating your mindset. Crazy concept, I know, but it's true. Think about it. God created you on purpose, for a purpose, in his image. He created the heavens and the earth, so therefore, he in turn expects us to pursue what we don't know, to pursue life, to pursue him, to go after it, not just to sit on the sidelines, not to wait for the silver platter with the golden key to be given to our into our hands and placed there for us to go do whatever we want to do, you know, waiting for to win the lottery. No, it's pursue. Pursue. Number two, be a lifelong learner. Expand your horizon. Get to know the world you live in. What kind of a world do you live in? Do you even know your neighbors? I actually talk to friends who say they don't know who their neighbors are. Now, I cannot say that I know every neighbor in the neighborhood. We live in a very small town. A lot of the same people have grown up or grown, you know, kind of around here. They've gone to the same high school. They maybe went to a college nearby and they came back. They're living in the same place. I've moved around way too much to know all of that because that's not my life. I've never experienced that. But I do my best to at least know faces, maybe cars, maybe a name or two, a last name, where at least what? I can greet them with a smile. I can ask them, well, how's this going? You know, I noticed that you've been gone for a while. Did you have a great vacation? Expand your horizon. Get to know the world that God created you in. Be a lifelong learner. Number three, I know you can guess this one. It's an awesome one. It's create your now. Create your now. Learn something new always, daily. Don't sit there and say, oh, I'll get around to it. Oh, no. What keeps you alive? Learning. Being creative. You were created to be creative. You're a lifelong learner. When we begin to block those natural tendencies in whom God created us to be, no wonder we feel a little stuffy. because we're muting what is a part of us, what's innate. How cool is that to know that, oh man, I was made to create. So create your now. Learn something new. Let me ask you this. What was the last thing you remember learning? Maybe it was a brand new recipe. I'm not saying one that you've been doing and then you just haven't done it in a while. I'm talking brand spanking new. You have to go out. You have to make sure you have the exact ingredients. You have to read the cooking instructions, what's required, making sure that you have the right pan, the oven set to the right temperature. I'm saying brand new everything. I did. I just did it last night. And it was awesome. I felt fulfilled. I felt alive. And I actually liked what I cooked, so that was even better. Now, you may try a new recipe and you may hate what you cooked. You're like, oh, I don't want to go anywhere near that again. But guess what? You learned something from that. Think about when your children are growing up. Ever heard the term teachable moment? Every moment in life is a teachable moment. What can you learn in your moments? Just because you're an older child doesn't mean you know everything. Be a lifelong learner. I was studying with my daughter. She's taking a summer course. And we were having a discussion as to what she was learning. She goes, Mom, will you review this material with me? And there was a question that I did not have the answer to. And what she's studying, I should know. And I thought, oh my gosh, am I getting old? Am I losing my mind? You know, am all of a sudden am I going backwards in time? No, for some reason, I didn't learn that concept. I didn't get it. It didn't sink in for whatever reason. But guess what? I learned it when I studied it with my daughter. Cool. Lifelong learner. Create your now. Maybe it was coding for your new website you're working on. Or maybe you've been working on it for a little while and now you finally figured it out. That's learning. Maybe it's you're doing laundry and you figured out how to remove this stain that you've been working on for the last three loads. And you put it in the wash and you pull it out, still there. You try something different. You put it in the wash, you pull it out, you try something different. You pull it out, it's gone. Yes! What was the last thing you remember learning? Maybe you don't remember. Perspective. How's your life going? Perspective. Maybe you're just letting life float by. You want to keep a mindset healthy? You got to be a lifelong learner. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, Take Aim. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching before. This is your time. Be a lifelong learner. Yeah. Learn what it's like to be coached. Maybe it's a term you've never understood. Maybe you're like a little fearful of it. I know for me, when I went to counseling during a very, very terrible time in my life, in my marriage, I hadn't been to counseling really before. I mean, I counseled with my dad, but that's different. I mean, yeah, he's a preacher and all, but he's also my dad. So, you know, kind of being counseled by that kind of doesn't like feel the same because you already really know him. But man, when you go to a counselor and it's like, okay, this is a counselor and you've never met them, you're like, I don't know what to expect. But I was open to it and I wanted to learn. And the thing is, I learned so much. I learned that I was keeping things that I shouldn't be keeping. I was keeping score. I had bitterness. I had to forgive so I could move on with my life. There was so much stuff that I learned. Had I not gone to counseling, I don't know where I'd be today. Seriously. Be a lifelong learner. Click on that link. Take aim. Take a chance on you. If nothing else, convince your mind going, well, it's just all about learning. So we're going to see what happens. Yeah, it'll be me who will contact you. We'll set up a call. My gift to you. You know, this mindset thing is nothing to take lightly. Because the health of you, your well-being, is critical in order for God to use you how he created you to be. His purpose, his dreams. But you got to have a mindset that's healthy. And in order to do that, you have to have an open mind. You can't just let life blow by. You got to be willing to stand in the middle of the field. Feel the stillness. But see and know that there's still movement happening. That the world is still going around, even though things seem so still and quiet. Be a lifelong learner. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.